The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
After the race, I was hungry. My mom happened to have some fruit snacks, like, in her coat pocket because she had, you know, some snacks for the kids. And I devoured them. Fruit snacks are delicious. They're fantastic.
Hey, hi. Would you have a snack in your purse?
Your mom, I just figured you might have.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, apricot. Do you have any of the Berry Berry or Ocean Splash? Or...
No.
Oh. Okay.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, I'm never buying fruit snacks for myself.
Really? That's nuts.
No.
That's crazy.
Like, you cannot buy fruit snacks unless you are A, a grandmother buying them for your grandchildren,
or you are
a parent buying them for your kids.
You know what? Think of how cool you would be if you were known in the office, though, as the fruit snack guy.
Were you saving it?
Oh, no, no. That's okay. I'm just...
Apricot made of real apes.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
I really don't like how Chewy is just rubbing off on everyone around here.
Why?
Because we put a poll in the field at Jen, Gabe, Chewy. Are all burgers good? Correct? Is that the poll?
Are all burgers inherently good? Because that is the quote that I said.
Yep. And what are the results so far?
So far, 55% of people saying no. That's a win for me.
I didn't figure that's that a means, win for you.
What do you mean? He's taking a page out of your playbook.
Yeah.
That's not a win.
That's 100% a win. Because Gabe, and you were probably thinking that poll was going to be 90% of people saying no, all burgers are not inherently good. And guess what? 45% of people so far are saying that they are, and that's a win for Lashy.
It's just wrong. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong with a burger.
I mean, the fact that he's the one arguing here, like, I mean, that's another win for me.
Overcooked burger.
Yeah, look,
terrible.
Look. It's not so much about the poll that you're getting hung up on. I'm getting hung up on Ashton going, hey, I'm not getting beat as badly as I thought I might get beat, so I am calling this a win, which is a page out of the Mark Chamora playbook anytime we pull something that you say on our Twitter page. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
What percentage do you think you would be losing at? Did you think it was going to be in the 90s?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be 90s. 75%.
I thought it was going to be 75% of people saying, no, not all burgers are inherently good.
Yeah, 3 out of every 4, like, sure. But now, I mean, basically half? I mean,
yeah, it's early.
Yeah, well, just give it time.
There are bad burgers.
100%.
Bad.
Here's the secret. I agree with you guys.
Yeah.
But the poll...
It's all about winning.
It's all about winning. Two knows what's up. Come on.
Yeah. I appreciate
it. I'm a shart and farter.
Welcome to my life. I appreciate a good shart and farter.
You guys, I just... This is insane.
He really has rubbed off on me.
Can we also put on the poll, which would you rather win, an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, or Tony? Again, in honor of our friend, our pal, Jen Latta, congratulations to her. She won yet another. I don't know if this is her third or fourth. She's racking them up, man. Wins yet another sports Emmy last night for her short feature on Jump Around. So it had a badger tied to it as well. We should tweet out the link to that as well, if we can. The link to the story.
The story?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I have, yes.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to support.
We'll send it to him.
Are you?
I'll send you the poll after I tweet it out with the link. You're such a jackass.
I got a lot going on.
Like what?
I don't know.
You don't. It's not even the long feature. It's the short feature. Look, I can understand if you're like, yeah, I don't have the 10 to 15 minutes for the long feature. The short feature, what is this thing? 5-6 minutes? Tops?
I mean, maybe.
I think you got the time. Especially for somebody who loves college football as much as you claim to.
Well, how long are the breaks?
4 minutes.
I can watch most of it.
Yeah. We'll figure out a way for you.
Okay.
So we'll put that on the poll again. Congratulations to Jen for racking up another sports Emmy. Which would you rather win? An Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, or Tony? The EGOT.
Great names for people.
Is an ESPY a big thing or no?
I don't think so.
That's JV.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of... I mean, they're all essentially made up things, but it feels like the ESPYs are really made up. The only thing that I really like about the ESPYs... are the Courage Award winners they give, and you've gotten some great speeches over the years from obviously the most famous coming from Jimmy V. Stuart Scott gave a great speech. Robin Roberts gave a great speech. So you get some pretty heartwarming moments like that. But in terms of the ESPYs themselves, I could not tell you a single athlete in what ESPY they've won. Like, I'm sure LeBron James has won a bunch of ESPYs.
Yeah.
I have no idea the years or whatever. They're not like, to me, you know, the Emmys are the gold standard of television. The Oscars, gold standard of movies, yada, yada, yada. But the gold standard of your sport is your MVP awards, your all pros, your all NBAs, things of that nature.
Nice.
But the Green Bay Packers do have the draft coming to Green Bay. I just want to make this clear. While I was a skeptic that they would get it, I am very excited that they are now getting it. I will probably plan on, even if I don't have to work it, trying to find my way up there just for a day, just to see it, just to kind of soak it all in, either on that Friday or Saturday, just to see what people think about coming to Green Bay. And Mark Murphy, $94 million is what he is estimating as an economic impact for the states, for the Green Bay area in general. But also, it just complicates to me the legacy of Mark Murphy. Because everything this man has done in terms of off-the-field business development seems to have been very good. It helped the Packers navigate, you know, they had a big kiddie fund to help them navigate through the pandemic and do all those things. But they continue to grow the business side of it. But again, him inserting himself on the football side of things, and depending upon how these next 2 years go, this is going to be a retirement party no matter what. We know that. Like, no matter what, this is kind of the last thing that's going to be on the Mark Murphy agenda before he has to mandatorily step away as Packers president in the summer of 2025. But is this going to be a happy, hey, like when Bob Harlan had to step away, man, we're going to miss you, but, you know, hey, great memories? Or is this going to be good riddance, he's going to be done?
Be.
And the next 2 years, I think, are really going to dictate that in terms of what happens on the field.
Could he be drunk on this?
And what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, like, okay, things don't go well. And I think we talked about it yesterday or last week. Do you really want Mark Murphy on his way out the door? Because he'd be on his way out the door here.
Yes.
Right?
This is like the last big event.
On the way out the door, choosing a new general manager and or head coach?
No.
Because if this thing does go south, there's a possibility it goes south. That could happen.
I guess I'm just hoping, because we know what the mandatory date is, and I think for the most part, before Murphy was hired, from what I remember, what was the name of that? Jones was going to be the president?
June Jones.
June Jones was the football coach.
John Bones Jones?
June Jones.
I'm sure you've got a story or two on June.
It's a funny name. I don't like it, though. I don't know. I'm just kind of...
But here's what I'm saying. Here's what I was saying about John Jones. I'm sure the Packers had some sort of plan to go from Harlan to Jones. Obviously, the Jones thing fell apart. Harlan had to then, on an interim basis, remain president until they got Murphy in place. But I guess what I'm hoping for, if these 2 years go that poorly, where they have to relieve Gutekunst and LaFleur of their duties, that, yes, maybe Murphy's technically the one that fires them, but whoever the next president is going to be is the one that hires the new regime. Because by that time, by the early winter of 2025, spring, you're going to have that person in place, right? Like, you're going to know who the next president is by then.
Look, and yes, he has done an amazing job on the business side of things. But just because you played in this league doesn't mean you have your finger on the pulse. You know what I'm saying?
And it just seems...
And how it should work, Gabe, because all he should be doing, and I hope they revert back to the old system, is hiring a general manager. The general manager is the one that should hire the head coach.
Yep.
Should hire, because he has to be able to work with them.
Well, just think about how hard it would be to juggle all the things and somehow keep your pulse. Like, if you're the general manager, all you're caring about is football. It's football, football, football.
Yes.
Like, to the point where with Ted Thompson, like, that's all his life was being the general manager of the Green Bay Packers. Man didn't even have, you know, a wife and kids that he would have to go home to. That it was all consuming for him. And that's not to say that's the case for everybody. But for Murphy, you're doing all these business deals. You're growing the economic side of the Green Bay Packers. And then on top of that, on top of having meetings with, you know, city officials and figuring out how exactly you're going to pull this draft off, you also have to figure out the football side of things. It's just way too much for one person.
Yeah, you're bringing in a West Coast offense. You're doing this. Because I can tell you this. Today's football is much different than when I played. I mean, Tiger, U personnel, Zebra, it's all different. We've got 11 personnel, 12 personnel, you know? I don't know that.
Can you do Tiger appropriately?
Yeah, you gotta show the
boobies. U, Y, Zebra, regular. It's kind of tough for the people who aren't watching on camera.
Yeah, but it gives them a reason to watch on Twitter.
There's not enough hours in the day for him to do both. There just isn't.
Correct.
You know? So.
I think these next 2 years are going to, as Jason pointed out, potential Hall of Famer in Devontae Adams leaving last year. Surefire Hall of Famer in Aaron Rodgers leaving this year. Next year, I think we all agree David Bakhtiari is not going to be here. He's probably the most fringe for the Hall of Fame of all three. But with all the All-Pros he's racked up, certainly has a chance to do that, especially if he continues to have success and play a long time in the NFL post-Packers career. But all three of those are, without a doubt, Packers Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
They're some of the best players of this Packers era. And having them leave three consecutive years, if you don't have, you know, success on the football field, it's going to be interesting because at some point you know Murphy's going to get up on that stage over the course of the 3 days. And I'm really curious to see what the reaction for him is going to be in 2 years. Because these next 2 years are going to have a lot in terms of his legacy as the president of the Green Bay Packers.
I think for the most part the fans like him, though, right?
I'm not sure. I honestly don't know. And maybe we're too far into the weeds on Mark Murphy. I don't know.
Because I don't know a single person that doesn't like Bob Harlan. I mean, legitimately.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met anyone that talked disparaging about him.
Yeah, like on the list of nicest people I've ever heard of.
Yeah, he knew enough to stay out of the way. I don't know. This is going to be, we're definitely in a transition period. I can tell you that.
Yeah. And how that transition goes, I think, is going to go a long way.
Because I don't think down the line, if you're looking, they're not just getting rid of one; they're getting rid of both.
Yeah.
When it comes to Goody and LaFleur.
Yeah. Although maybe that's just my hope, is that if you get rid of one, you end up getting rid of both, and you go back to the old way.
Well, you have to, because you remember the whole debacle with Ted Thompson coming in and Mike Sherman being retained, and then they wait a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just slows your progression down.
Yeah.
By them, like Joe Barry Carroll. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen. But are we going to be looking at the end of this year going, he finished 18th again in defense. What the hell did we keep him around for? Because that just sets the progress back one more year.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're bringing in a whole new system. They got to learn a whole new playbook. They got to gel together. And that sets them back a year. So that's kind of like what I was talking about with you, Ashy. Be a little more proactive when it comes to the truck instead of reactive. I would have had that Joey Chestnut thing up the day after he was here.
I mean, I have
get a stenciler, right?
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut said Rott's hot dogs are the best.
That's not what he said.
Well, that's how I heard it.
I appreciate that. But I don't.
He said it looks all right.
I'm not in the business of lying.
Did he really say all right?
Well, no, I don't.
No,
What's the direct quote? Do you know it, Ash?
I have to go.
First of all, you should know whatever he said about your food and how it looks. You should know that by heart.
I disagree.
You're an idiot.
He didn't taste it, though.
The man is the king of hot dogs, and he said something about your food, which, you know, is a hot dog.
That's accurate.
Like, who's your favorite producer in all of whatever?
In all of whatever?
Sure.
Well, he works in Chicago, so.
And if he said, you know, Ashton Rotman is one of the best producers I've ever heard put together a show, you would have that on a microphone.
I would not. I am not.
That's why he should not run his business. He really
should. This is why Susie should be in charge.
Totally why.
That's what we're figuring out, is that Susie should be in charge.
She isn't either.
It's better than you.
Mm. You don't know the inner
workings. If you're going to own your own business, you got to come out of that comfort.
Man.
Yeah, you got to come out of that comfort zone. You got to sell yourself.
Why would I do it when you guys can do it for me? Thank you, by the way.
Because you still refuse to do it. Like, even to us. How's your burger? It's fine.
No.
It's a burger.
It is a burger. That is a true fact statement. Inherently good.
It's a burger. Yeah, obviously not, because not all burgers are inherently good.
Well,
as we are
almost
learning,
half the people agree with me.
On at Jen Gabe Chewy on Twitter. Chewy's got his own power rankings. I am curious to see how this plays out, because this could result in a lot of fights between the three of us. Chewy is power ranking in honor of Memorial Day coming up on Monday, which, of course, we will not have a show on this next Monday. Chewy is going to power rank his holidays. We'll see how insane the list is. Could Arbor Day be on the list? I don't know. I have no idea what's on the list. We'll find out what it is next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, it takes Jesus and the presents out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
The one thing that Chewy loves each and every week is power rankings. However, he usually relies on other people doing the power ranking. During football season, he relies on ESPN.com and goes through the power rankings. When we tried to power rank, what movie thing were we doing a couple weeks ago where you were digging through and couldn't find it, and whatever it was, but you were looking for other lists. However, you now have your own power rankings for the first time ever here on Jen Gabe and Chewy.
Something I'm passionate about. Holidays. I love holidays. I don't love all holidays, but this is going to be a weird list to some. To me, it's very normal.
Ashley, not to do your job, but this should have been Madonna.
Should have been Madonna?
Yeah.
You can jump back here if you want.
Why?
Well, her holiday. We're power ranking holidays.
Holidays!
Yeah, but this is power rankings music.
Celebrate!
And it's funnier if you guys sing.
All right, we ready?
It's kind of up to you.
You're picking, too.
Well, yeah, but you're... You know, it's your list.
I'm running the show. Okay.
First of all, how many did you power?
10.
Rank? Oh, wow.
Ten. Ten.
Ten. Ten. I give it a ten.
Ten. Ten.
Number 10. Give me number 10. I get, you guys won't get many. You'll get them, but they won't be in the right slot.
Number 10, New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve, I should say.
Oh, there's no way New Year's Eve's on the list. I don't think New Year's Eve is top 10 for Chew. I think it's off the list. I will say... Chewy's down on Thanksgiving. But you know what? Let's go. No, because you like dressing up on Halloween. I'll go.
You want to agree with me, don't you?
I will say Valentine's Day.
Number 10 is Halloween.
Oh,
what?
Really?
Nothing like a good Halloween party. It's fun. The only thing that stinks about that, well, there's two things. It's starting to get cold, and the older I get, I really, really don't like cold.
Fair.
And number two, you don't know what day of the week it's on.
Okay.
Right? Those are the knocks on it. Now, you celebrate it, yes.
Yeah.
You can do it on a Friday, but it's the actual holiday.
Yeah,
it's not George Washington's birthday.
No, but like it's, you know what date it is every year.
Yeah, but like...
I don't care. It could fall on a Tuesday or something. It should always be celebrated on a Friday or a Saturday in October.
Like the fourth Friday every
October.
Yeah. Okay.
Very simple change. And until they do that, it's going to stay at number 10.
All right, respect.
Number 9.
Labor Day.
Yeah, he was disparaging Labor Day earlier today, so I think we can use that inside info to go Labor Day here.
Both wrong. Christmas is number 9.
Christmas is number 9?
Are
Christmas
you...
Dude, is
nine. That is the closest I've ever come to swearing on this show. Christmas?
Cold. Okay? It's a lovely day. Celebrating Jesus' birthday is great, and Jesus would agree with me.
I don't think he would.
The family element knocks it way down. Way down. It's forced. Right?
I don't write me
a lot of times. It's like, all right, how long we have to stay in order to get the hell out of here?
Oh man,
am I right or wrong? There's always drama, which is good.
Yeah, I thought you liked the drama,
right?
Yeah, but
once again, hold on. I'm big on you celebrate great holidays on a Friday or a Saturday.
Okay.
Christmas on a Monday or a Tuesday.
It's floating, sure.
It's just not great. Okay.
All right. That's you're wrong, but it's fair, I guess, for your reasons. I have no idea where I'm going.
Thanksgiving. I'm just going cold holidays.
Easter. I don't know.
Number 8 is St. Patrick's Day.
Jesus, I mean.
Everyone wants to blast it, right?
Well, that's the
it's not
title.
Four. I mean, it's not like New Year's Eve. It's a good, even though March here stinks,
yeah.
You can still get a flyer and get a good St. Patrick's Day 72
sure.
Where it's wonderful, right?
Yes, I remember
Saint
some
Patrick's
very good Day St. Patrick's
Day. It's not horrible, and that's why it's
seven?
Number 8.
Or, no, that was 8, so now we're on 7.
7.
I'm going back to Thanksgiving.
I'm going back to New Year's Eve.
I feel like Chewy's down on Thanksgiving. I've got Thanksgiving at 7 for Chew.
New Year's Eve.
7 is Easter.
God bless America.
Jesus.
Why isn't he higher?
Because Jesus doesn't really want to be one. He's fine. He's like, I get it.
Should
get
be number 3.
You know, Easter's warm. It's great. You're going to get some good food.
As religious as you are.
Are you?
Yes.
Easter is the entire basis of Christianity.
I know, but he said it's fine. It's good. Because Jesus could have very easily put Easter in July. It can still be cold.
There's a
in
lot
April.
To unpack there
yeah,
that I am not even going to begin to dive into. Let's
okay.
just move on to number 6.
Number
I would
6.
Like to dive in. It's, I really
I don't want to get into the theological discussion.
Number 6.
6. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'll agree with Gabe because I'm running out of ideas.
6 is Thanksgiving.
God damn it.
How is that?
I don't food. It's nice because you get the Friday off and it's a set Thursday. Right? Wednesday's good for the young kids. Isn't that the biggest day of the year for them to go out and rage it up a little bit?
Whiskey Wednesday, sure.
Whiskey Wednesday, Thursday food. Still a family element, which is okay, you know?
But while you typically like having your holidays, as you said earlier, on Friday or Saturday, typically you have that Friday off.
Correct.
So Thursday gives you the extra day off.
Which is wonderful.
Okay.
It's a good 4-day weekend. Thanksgiving.
Well, I thought we were arguing. That's in my argument for why I'm shocked it's not top 5.
The food is a little overrated.
Yeah, he's
the
big
food
on
is overrated.
Yeah, he's
Ashton.
Big on that.
Hey, turkey, get out of my
turkey's
life.
Turkey's overrated.
I'm with you.
Chewy's out on traditional Thanksgiving food.
Yes.
That's why I thought Thanksgiving, honestly, would be lower because I feel like he's ragged on it quite a bit.
No one goes to a very good restaurant and says, hey, give me the turkey.
He's right.
Okay?
Sure.
That's why it's at 6. Number 5.
Okay, so now we're getting into the holidays that I think he actually respects and likes. So I think we got to start thinking warm weather holidays.
Just for the record.
Yes.
You guys have gotten none.
Correct.
Yeah, we're bad.
Yeah, we understand.
Number 5.
4th of July.
I think 4th is going to be higher for him. Let's go. Well, you know what? Let's go this one. We'll go Memorial Day is at 5.
Father's Day is 5.
I honestly thought he was going to make that number 1.
Father's Day is 5 because we're underappreciated, which is fine. Which is fine.
Okay.
Right?
I'm not a father.
Mothers get brunch. Mothers
sure.
get
Should
flowers.
I put that on
mothers get gifts. Fathers have to cook. I got to cook on Father's Day, which I don't mind.
Ashley's mom cooked on Mother's
also,
Day.
And don't you like cooking?
I got to set up the chairs. I got to cut the grass. I got to get everything primped, which is fine. This is what we do. We're a little underappreciated, okay? And that's why Father's Day is 5.
This is my favorite power rankings of all time.
Number four.
Okay, so 4th, Memorial, Labor.
Mothers? Mother's Day? Wow, Mother's Day is not in the top 10.
I'm going to say he forced one here. I'm going to say NFL opening weekend.
That's not a holiday. Okay. I'm saying Mother's Day.
4th of July.
That's twice now.
Weather's great. Food is wonderful. Fireworks. Until they start doing better things with them, that kind of knocked it down a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Change it up a little
fireworks
bit.
Fireworks have been the same. I mean, it's. You
yes,
know.
Haven't moved.
Been the same for 40 years. What
Number
are we doing?
3.
Memorial Day. No. Labor Day.
He's looking at me. Mother's Day.
Valentine's
Son
Day.
Of a...
You know why? The only reason. You're not getting lucky on Valentine's Day, you got a problem.
All right.
Number 2.
Memorial Day.
Labor Day.
Cinco de Mayo.
damn it! Should have known that.
I forgot about that one.
Cinco de Mayo is an unsung
movie.
They are the Rams of what year, Gabe?
1999.
Trent Green goes down. Yeah. In comes Warner. Everyone thinks it's over. Cinco de Mayo, probably the most underrated holiday. Margaritas are awesome. Weather is starting to turn.
Excuse me. That would be Rams of, 99.
Greatest show on turf?
Yeah.
Great holiday. Love it. We need to lean into that one a little more. And
Ooh,
number one.
No.
Number one.
It's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is number one. Kickoff to the summer. Barbecue. Boat in the water. Absolutely wonderful. This list should be on Google forever.
Okay, so some of the key holidays that were left off. I include Labor Day, Mother's Day, New Year's Eve, President's Day.
Opening Day.
I think it was a good list.
It's a list. Look, for
it,
sure.
It's your list. So Chewy's list here of his top 10 holidays. Halloween was 10. Christmas. Shocked that Christmas was 9, but it was there. St. Patrick's Day somehow better than Christmas in Chewy's mind. Easter is 7. Thanksgiving 6. Father's Day is 5. 4th of July is number 4. Valentine's Day 3. Cinco de Mayo 2. Number 1, Memorial Day.
You think anyone is surprised by this list?
You know, if they are, they shouldn't be. Although I am shocked that Christmas is 9. Yeah. I still can't get over Christmas being 9.
I'm not going to lie. When you read that back, I was like, that's not a bad list. The rankings aren't terrible. Now, you not having Mother's Day on there seems like a huge miss. And that might not lead to a good Valentine's Day, if you know what I mean. But,
yeah, but Mother's... Nah, I'm not going to go that way.
Yeah, you already did.
Oh, I think you should.
You already did. Here,
I got another shovel for you. Go ahead.
I'm good.
Power rankings are the best, and I hope Chewy does more of his own power rankings going forward. It doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicating to helping men feel and perform at their very best. I had low testosterone, didn't know it until we started working with Mentality. They came on board, and hey, do you want to do a blood panel, see where your testosterone levels are? And the thought hadn't even crossed my mind, even though I was tired, groggy, didn't have the energy that I once did. And I thought it was just because I was waking up a little bit earlier and doing a morning show. Turns out, after doing a blood panel, my testosterone levels were low. And I started working with Mentality. And what's great about Mentality is they have a customized solution that's just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. It's a customized solution for you. They keep monitoring. You go back every 12 weeks and get the blood panel done, see where your testosterone levels are. And if they have to adjust whatever your treatment plan is, they will do that. It's great. I have my energy back to attack the day and do all the different things I need to do on a weekly basis here at ESPN Milwaukee. Go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality. The low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you happen to miss Chewy's lists of his top 10 holidays, check it out. On demand, after the show. It'll be posted. At Jen... what's that?
My microphone.
Is that where we're calling it now?
Are you from... Is that a microphone? You just happy to see me. Anyways.
Anyway.
This is a good list.
The Bucks have apparently narrowed their coaching search down to 3 individuals. And I'm just not quite sure how I feel about the list. Nick Nurse is on the list. Kenny Atkinson is on the list. Nick Nurse, who won a championship in Toronto before being relieved. Kenny Atkinson was the coach of the Nets before he was let go. And I feel that was just kind of a bleep show because Kyrie was a crazy person. And they've got one coach on the list in Adrian Griffin, who was an assistant coach with the Raptors. I was very much on board for Ty Lue. It appears, just kind of based on all the reporting around the Clippers, that the the Clippers just not interested in letting Ty Lue go. They want to keep him there because they think they have a roster and a head coach that can win them a championship as long as everything stays healthy and fine and good, which they just have not been able to do since Kawhi Leonard arrived there. And I was then on the Monty Williams board. I was on that train because I thought Monty was unfairly let go, kind of like Kenny Atkinson. He was unfairly let go out of Phoenix, but he is not one of the three finalists for the Milwaukee Bucks. I am all the way out on Nick Nurse. And we can ask Eric Name this tomorrow. Eric Name going to join us to help us break this down even further. But I just feel like if you're going to hire Nick Nurse, why didn't you just keep Bud? They seem like very similar coaches to me in that they're out of the Popovich tree. They kind of run similar defensive things. They're more known for their defense. And they're just kind of, hey, this is what we run. Like, the lack of adjustments, I feel, was part of the reason he was let go in Toronto, no? So it just why would you get rid of Budenholzer and then hire somebody who is very similar to him?
I agree, but he's the safe pick, right?
But again, like,
this list is just not really inspiring.
It's not inspiring. I look at this list, and you could talk me into Kenny. I don't know enough about Adrian Griffin. I don't know enough about Griffin.
And if you're Giannis, though, like, do you want a guy like Adrian Griffin? That's what it comes down to for me. Like, what is Giannis looking at here?
I'll tell you what, though. If it ends up being Adrian Griffin, and maybe this is the Bucks toad in me coming out, I will be incredibly excited. Because he's the unknown. He's the wild card on the list. And if he ends up being the guy, that means he sold Giannis on something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means Giannis is going to be excited, and that means I'm pretty excited. Whereas, like, Nick Nurse could just be like, yeah, I guess we're going to end up hiring Nurse. If it ends up being Griffin, I could get really excited about that.
I'm just shocked on how few quality head coaches there are. Because if you look at the NFL, I mean, there's a lot of good coaches. Also, there really are.
I feel like in the NFL, we're more aware of, like, coordinators and what value they bring because we hear from them more often. In the NBA, like, we don't know what's considered first off the bench. So the very next person, the Darvin Hams of the world, who we know more because of his playing days than we do his actual coaching until he was with the Bucks.
Like, what would you call Nick Nurse?
Nick Nurse is Mike McCarthy.
Is Ron Rivera? Mm. Rivera?
I think there's a lot of... I'm trying to think of other coaches in the NFL that have titles and relieved of their duties. Like, because I...
John Gruden. Gruden wins one in Tampa Bay with a pretty darn good roster and gets fired. How about Doug Peterson's a good coach.
Yeah, but...
Just basketball. They're all regurg.
Yeah, but with Doug, like, he was let go. So I look at Doug the same way I was kind of looking at Monty Williams. He doesn't have the championship pedigree that Doug Peterson has, but there were kind of some circumstances there where you're going, really? You decided to side with Carson Wentz and let go of Doug Peterson because Wentz decided not to talk to his head coach? And I look at the Monty Williams Suns thing and go, really? This is the roster you gave him? And a couple of his guys got hurt. You have no depth. You end up not winning, and then you end up firing him. I guess I would look at Peterson and Monty Williams the same, kind of the same maybe as Kenny Atkinson, where there was some again, not the championship pedigree that Doug had.
Yeah, but Doug's starting to turn around Jacksonville, and that seemed like obviously the right decision.
I'm not shocked by. Are you?
No. Doug's a good coach. Doug's smart.
He proved he was a great coach when he was with Philly. And to me, and it's easier now with hindsight being 2020, that Carson Wentz just torpedoed that team.
Yes. And it's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Doug's probably was happy winning his championship and said, there you go, Philadelphia, get me out the door. Because it is a tough place.
It feels like
coach and play.
It feels like to me in the NBA that there's probably five really good coaches, and maybe it's less than that. But I feel there's like five really, really good ones, and the rest are all kind of pretty similar.
Like, why would Brad Stevens, who is probably if he was coaching, he'd be one of the higher upper echelon coaches.
I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think there's a reason that he stepped into the front office.
Yeah, but I would do it. Less pressure.
Sure.
You know, longevity is a lot longer.
Still gets me around the game.
I don't know. I'm just blown away on how many. I mean, could you name all the NBA coaches?
No. Well, especially now because there's so many openings. So many guys that just don't have jobs. But how many good coaches would you say are in the NFL before you get kind of to the, oh, they're all kind of the, you know, the rest after this are all pretty similar.
Really good?
Yeah.
Obviously, Belichick. I'd call McDermott really good, even though he's having trouble getting over the hump.
Sure.
And they may be a little on the dabble, even though he's been there for one. Dable is doing a nice job, and his resume is pretty impressive. Sirianni, little early, but trending like a very good coach. John Harbaugh, I think, is a very good coach.
Your guy Mike Tomlin, your guy Andy Reid.
Who's the guy in Cincinnati? Mike Sherman's son-in-law. He's trending to be a really good hire. Where would you put LaFleur?
I mean, he's probably not top 10.
Vrabel hasn't gotten over the hump. But these are all equivalent coaches. If they were NBA coaches, I would take them. If Vrabel got canned, would you hire him if you were in Arizona?
Yes.
Where are those guys in the NBA?
But that's what, I mean, the NBA seems like it's all regurge, right? Like Budenholzer, when he came to Milwaukee, regurge. The kid before, the coach before that, Jason Kidd, regurge. I'm not quite sure the last time the Bucks gave, an opportunity to a first-time head coach.
I'm with you now. I'm all in on Adrian Griffin. I've been thinking about that for the last 3 minutes since you said that.
But you don't think they're going to hire Nick Nurse because he's a safe hire?
If I had to bet, I think it's Kenny Atkinson if I was betting.
I would go Atkinson, Nurse, Griffin.
Yeah, but I'm all the way in on Gabe now, saying that Adrian Griffin would have to sell Giannis on something, which would be exciting because that's a whole new experience then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's somebody bringing something new to
that
the
means,
table.
Yes, that means this young, because he was able to sell the best player in the world on this idea, and he hasn't been a head coach yet. And it was just so exciting that Giannis went, I don't care, he hasn't been a head coach. This is the guy I'm going after.
So break down percentages for me. Horse, who's the owner? Lazary?
Lazary just sold, so it's Edens.
Edens, Giannis. Give me percentages. 33 across the board?
That's a great question.
Remind me to ask Eric tomorrow.
All right, I'll write it down.
I mean, what do you think it is? Like, if Giannis says, no, I want this guy, I want him.
Then you kind of have to do it.
Do you
right?
have to do it?
I honestly think Edens is probably the lowest percentage.
He writes the checks.
I understand.
Gabe.
But I think he trusts Horst and Giannis. That's a great question
is
for
what,
Eric.
Which an owner should.
Yeah.
Right?
But
like going back to the Murphy stuff.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go with.
The other thing with Griffin is that they gave John Horst an opportunity as a relatively unknown as the general manager. And we talked about this yesterday. He's the one that people trust the most right now in the state in terms of the professional sports franchises.
Mm-hmm.
He's the general manager people trust the most. And they gave that unknown an opportunity. And he would be a relative unknown as he's always been an assistant coach. He was a Bucks assistant back in 2008. But he's a relatively unknown. And maybe they'd be excited about him. Yeah. I think I'm in on Adrian Griffin, even though I know nothing about him. Just the idea of him being able to go in and sell those three people on something that you were just talking about, Chu, that to me would be incredibly exciting.
Mm-hmm. How long is this going to take, you think? A couple weeks?
I mean, if you're down to the three finalists, I think we're days away.
Right. I wonder if this is a let's get this done before the finals, just for the sake of news cycle.
Well, yeah. Which could be really easy.
When do those start? September?
June 1st.
Nice.
After the Heat sweep the Celtics tonight, we're going to have to wait over a week for the finals to start. Everyone's going to forget it's going on because it's going to be Miami and Denver.
Yuck.
Yeah. Not for everybody, certainly. We'll see how our polls are doing. We'll dive into those coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed when I said wait. Did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Billboard today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And it's always fun to reflect back and see what we've put on the polls, just to see how all over the place we've been. All three more or less commercials Chewy has appeared in have been posted to our timeline at Jen Gabe Chewy on Twitter, followed by a question. Which Chewy commercial appearance was his best acting performance? Video one, which was Mangled Hands, a video in which he did not have a line in. He went down to Mississippi to shoot it with Antonio Freeman and Brett Favre. You can, again, find that video at Jen Gabe Chewy. His 540 ESPN video that he shot where he's in the back seat with Homer yelling about different sports takes, or where he pretends to be Clark Griswold in our Jen Gabe and Chewy intro video. The Jen Gabe and Chewy intro video, running away with it. Almost 50% of people saying that's your best acting performance.
The one that we all did?
Yes. Where we had Ashton in a wig and all of that.
I'd take that.
Yeah, no, I agree with everybody. That's the one I voted for. That's the one you had the
what
best
was the
acting
least?
Performance. It's pretty split between the other two, but the 540 ESPN video at 24.4%, Mangled Hands getting 26.8%.
Okay.
I was really hoping people would say the one where you didn't speak was your best acting performance.
Because of the facial expression?
They were so bad. Ashton Wright, like, you watched it, right? Did you watch it
so
at least
bad.
Before?
Have you ever heard of so bad, but so good?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, yeah, I'm familiar with the concept.
Have you heard
it's so
of this
bad,
show
it turns
every
the
morning?
Corner? Yeah.
So bad. A good one.
Thanks.
Are all burgers inherently good?
No.
54.6% of people are saying no.
That's a win for me. It went up.
It kind of is a win, but what are the other math thinking? I've had bad burgers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Stale,
like, they're,
bun.
They're just not inherently good. Like,
overcooked.
I feel it's always the safe choice. Like, if you haven't been to a place before, if you haven't been to a bar before, the burger seemingly should be the safe choice. And if you can't make a burger, like, you probably can't make other food.
What's worse, overcook meat or the cheese not melted on a cheeseburger?
Cheese not melted.
Terrible.
Overcooked meat.
I feel you can save the overcooked meat. Like, the cheese that's just not melted, it's just, you don't care. You just kind of threw it on there.
Do you put seasoning on your burgers?
That's a proprietary information.
Yes. Oh. Okay.
I'm just usually a salt and pepper guy. Mm. I did get, like, a burger seasoning one time at the store. It was fine.
A Montreal seasoning is the best.
Ooh. Okay.
So good.
On the burger?
Yes.
I will have to try that.
Ash, you with me?
I do enjoy Montreal seasoning.
You know what I think I'm overusing as of late?
Salt.
What kind? What kind?
Himalayan sea salt.
Yes.
Why are you using that?
Because it's good, and it's pink.
Well, okay, that's a more fair reason.
And in honor of Jen Latta's latest Emmy win, which would you rather win? Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, Oscar, sprinting away.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
61.6, but the other shocking part?
Yeah.
Grammy is in second place, 23.3%.
What's the difference? Is one for soap operas and the other ones are for movies?
No, so Oscar is for... You don't know what a Grammy is?
What? What is it? I don't know.
All right. Well, okay. Hold on. So you know what an Emmy is, right?
Yeah.
Actually, hold on, Gabe. We need to.
Is Emmys for TV? I did not know.
There you go.
That.
So all Emmys right. are for television.
TV. Okay.
Emmys are for television.
Oscars are for movies.
Correct. What are Tonys for?
Soap operas. Tony. No, Kramer won one. Plays.
Yep.
Plays.
Yeah, Broadway musicals and plays.
Okay.
Yes.
So those are the worst.
Well, Chewy, do you know what an
EGOT is? So 5.3% of people are saying Tony's, yes.
Yeah,
because
those
are the worst. It's very much a New York exclusive thing.
Yeah, I'm out.
Do you know what an EGOT is?
Yeah, it's a kind of a clam, I think.
It's a person who has won all four of these.
An EGOT?
Yeah.
Yeah. Emmy, E, Grammy, G.
Why don't they just call it the Gram Slam?
That's actually pretty good.
Right?
I don't, again, it doesn't super make sense for all four of them, but I do love Gram Slam. What if you win four Grammys? Then we can call it a Gram Slam. I like that. We're stupid.
Some notable people who have EGOTs include Whoopi Goldberg.
John Legend?
John Legend does. Mel Brooks does.
Hmm.
Audrey Hepburn. It's a very exclusive list that have won all four. But so, based on, now you know, Emmys are for TV, Oscars are for movies, and Tonys are for plays and musicals, what do you think Grammys are?
No chance.
They're part of the ingredients that go to s'mores. I don't know.
Grammys are music.
Grammys. Grammys. That's right. They're music. That's right. And s'mores are trash. I want to ban s'mores from the lake house this.
He's on the phone?
This summer. Got to come up with something better.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Jen will be back tomorrow. We'll see if she, I wonder if she brings her Emmy in studio. I guess we'll all find out together tomorrow. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy will be in town. She's coming up next.